live from Gaithersburg. Okay. It's Thursday night.
Okay. Court of Appeals now in session. First item, the draft minutes. Let's see, first of the minutes from July 14th. Anyone have any corrections? We have none. I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as drafted.
Move to accept the minutes as drafted.
Second.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next, we have the minutes from August 11th. Certainly shorter.
I move that we accept the minutes of the August 11th meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next, we have an A500E, Bill Step of AT&T Mobility, and an amendment with special exception. Would you present it to
us? Yes, good evening, board members. The at the present time, there are 32 exhibits in the record file, and they're referenced on an exhibit list. 31 and 32, which is a revision of the actual antenna, and 32 is a revised draft resolution of approval. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the planning and code office or on the city's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record, otherwise they will be deemed received in evidence. I'm sorry. This monitor doesn't work, but you can see that one. This property is off of Mid County Highway next to the Hidden Creek Land Bay 2 and just north of Forest Oak Middle School and the Saybrook subdivision to the south. The property, as I'm outlining it, belongs to the Montgomery County Board of Education, and it is accessed off of a driveway off of Emery Grove Road. This special exception, originally the property was a satellite communication center for Comcast's predecessor. And a monopole had been established a number of years ago, and this is an application to amend it. The property is zoned RA and allows this use by special exception, subject to approval of the Board of Appeals. And with that, I will turn it over to Mr. Phil Stettler, who is representing AT&T Mobility.
I'd like to swear you in, since I think you'll be mentioning facts. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter should be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please proceed.
Sure. So AT&T currently has 6 antennas installed at this tower at the 115-foot level. The tower, as you know, was recently extended or approved for an extension by T-Mobile. And at this point in time, AT&T is requesting an amendment to the special exception to install 3 additional panel antennas at the same height where the other 6 already are, for the purpose of making available, fourth generation technology to the general area near the tower. And this will make, I believe, at this point in time, the last antenna upgrade in the city of Gaithersburg for AT&T, certainly this calendar year. Oh, sure, yeah. I received word that there was a question regarding the relationship between Singular and AT&T. AT&T purchased Singular outright. The deal was finalized in December of 2006. And the merging of the corporations took place in the beginning of 2007.
Any questions for the board?
There's also mention of 6 remote radio heads.
Yes.
Sorry,
failed to mention that. Yeah, along with each new panel antenna, there will be 2 remote radio heads that essentially align themselves with each antenna. And the purpose of those remote radio heads is to transmit signals from base stations to the new antennas. And these kind of antennas, the fourth generation long-term evolution antennas, require those remote radio heads to be within 15 feet of the antennas. Otherwise, signals can't be transmitted to customers.
So where are they located relative to the new antennas?
They'll be mounted. You can see it on sheet 04.
I think it's currently up.
Yeah. They'll be mounted directly next to the new panel antennas. The 3 new panel antennas will be on the center mount of each sector. And you can see them in the drawing. They're about 1.5 feet tall. They're mounted on the existing steel mounts at the top.
So basically they're co-located with them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right here.
Oh, okay. Right behind them.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the ground, they're visible, but they don't look like much of anything.
No, I was just curious because
couldn't
envision where they were.
Sure.
This is just a technical question, so and you may have covered it in your notes here, but what's the life expectancy of this setup? I mean, how long do you project that this configuration will be satisfactory for current and pending needs?
Sure, that's a great question.
Yeah.
At this point in time, it's my understanding that this generation of technology should last anywhere from 2 to 3 years. That's the speed at which this technology is moving. And so at that point in time, rather than adding more to all the existing installations, that's when they'll begin removing some of the, currently there will be, once this installation occurs, there will be 9 up here. And it's AT&T's plan to not go beyond 9. So they would then remove 3, install 3 more, if the next generation of technology comes along. And I'm pretty sure it will.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
I have a question concerning, let's start with Exhibit 11. If I understand this correctly, this is a coverage map just for this one tower.
Correct.
And basically, we're talking about just coverage, geographic coverage, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I gather 12 is the combined coverage of some of the nearby towers.
That's exactly right.
Um, since coverage wasn't the reason that you filed, I imagine our requirement that's been, and here is a draft, that you provide an actual coverage map after 60 days is going to be identical to Exhibit 11.
It'll be exactly identical.
Yeah. So I don't know that it serves any useful purpose. But the reason we put that in is because coverage, years ago when we started, coverage was what everyone was looking toward.
Sure.
And now since coverage seems to be pretty good most places, you know, you're adding other features. And I'm just asking whether, is there some type of graph or map similar to this that you could show us that would show a difference? Because right now, what you're adding isn't available at all.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm.
So showing the new coverage wouldn't be meaningful,
no.
I guess. I assume it would be similar to Exhibit 11.
That's correct.
I mean, your new coverage of the new items would be the same as what's already there.
Mm-hmm. The coverage area is, at this point, established. This particular tower, just like the other five located on that exhibit, at this point have a defined coverage area. And so these new antennas are going to provide coverage for a new type of technology. So it's the same coverage area, correct?
Yeah. Is that coverage or capacity?
Coverage.
Or data capacity?
This technology is for capacity, additional capacity, data. The voice coverage is already there, the data is not. So now data and voice coverage will match one another.
Well, then related to that, are you able to show a map that shows the current data coverage and how it doesn't match up with the voice?
I certainly could get that information for you, sure.
Is that getting at what you were hoping to understand?
Yeah, that was, you know, in the draft, in the draft resolution, one of the conditions, number 7, based on your testimony, is it looks like it's going to be meaningless. Perhaps you can substitute for that condition the item we just talked about.
If we add the word actual data coverage, would that?
Actual data coverage, would that?
I think that would suffice, sure.
Well, I think the data coverage map and the combined coverage map are going to look exactly the same. You're looking to see
this is capacity.
What it looks like now versus what it's going to look like. So don't you want to see,
right.
an existing data
right.
coverage map. Yeah.
Right.
And 7 refers to 60 days after the equipment becomes operational. So you're looking for what the data coverage looks like now.
We could ask them to submit an existing data coverage prior to the issuance of a permit and make that a separate condition, and then keep condition number 7 and amend it with the word data.
But is there data coverage now?
There is.
You could do that with a density map.
It's 3G.
Exactly. It's
3G
third
coverage.
Generation technology. Fourth generation is faster and more all-encompassing, to put it in layman's terms. But there is data coverage currently, yes. It's just not terribly good. But the radio frequency engineers could easily give me that information to get to you. That wouldn't be a problem at all.
In some kind of graphical form?
Mm-hmm.
As to existing and then under the new equipment?
Exactly. In fact, they study these maps to make determinations on what needs to go where. And so they deal with these maps every day.
So I guess the next question, let me ask you, because the board is going to have to discuss it later.
Sure.
And we might not be able to get back to you, is about the wording, so that is technically correct. Do you have a copy of the draft resolution?
Yeah, which resolution number? Number 7?
7, yeah.
Okay. you know, in fact, I think it might be helpful, not to add to my own workload, but I will. I think it would be helpful to submit a before and after of the data coverage.
Could you say, just insert actual pre- and post-installation coverage threshold maps?
That sounds good to me.
Did that work for the board?
Say that again.
Item number seven. Just knock out the and. Submit actual pre- and post-installation coverage threshold maps.
So we don't need data and just bring...
However, in whatever graphical format.
Okay, you can just repeat. The actual pre- and post...
installation coverage threshold maps.
Well, is it coverage?
It's really it's really data density.
Yeah.
So
coverage is what it says now, and that's...
Well, actual pre- and post-data density or data coverage?
What would be the better technical term?
I guess we don't want to say data density coverage, huh? All in a row. Right, because the voice coverage isn't going to change at all. Because this has nothing to do with voice. And so...
isn't it data load accessibility?
I can't tell you what the perfect way to word this would be. But what I can tell you is we would be able to provide a map of what the data coverage looks like prior to installation and what it looks like post.
Okay.
However you want to word that. We can get that information to you in this kind of form.
Actual data coverage, both pre- and post-installation.
Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
However.
Okay. What was your comment?
You would take out the word threshold, you know, right?
Yeah.
Anyone have any other questions, comments? A motion to close the record.
Oh, we're going to ask for the public.
Oh, yes. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to this issue? Hearing none. Entertain a motion.
Move we close the record.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any comments, words of wisdom, suggestions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
To pass the resolution.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Just
read it.
I submit that therefore be resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 15th day of September 2011 that case A500E, the petition of Philip Stetler, SiteLink Wireless LLC consultant to AT&T Mobility Corporation, requesting an amendment to special exceptions A500C and A500D to install three new antennas for a total of 9, 6 remote radio heads, 2 equipment cabinets for a total of 7, and related equipment on part of Parcel A, the resurvey on Fellowship, also known as 8700 Emery Grove Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland, to be approved with the following 9 conditions. And do I need to...
7 is modified.
With 7 being modified?
No.
Second.
We have to indicate how it's being... You have a note?
Yes. That... condition 7, read, AT&T Mobility shall submit actual pre- and post-installation coverage map to the Board of Appeals 60 days after the equipment becomes operational. The map will be the same type as that provided in Exhibit 11.
I think we want to take that part off.
No, we wanted to say data density.
Data.
Let's take off that last, the map will be in the same type as.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
So take out from the map.
That's what my data density coverage, right?
Data density coverage, maps to the board, and then the last sentence is said destroy.
About business, is there anything else that the board needs to consider tonight?
I have nothing.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're adjourned.
Thank you.